self-advocacy, the pandemic, and working together. This outbreak has shown that self-advocates can be independent, hardworking, and adaptive. They have shown real commitment to learning new skills, such as using Zoom and other technology. Many have put in huge amounts of time and effort to make sure that people are staying connected and are safe and are well. They have worked alongside organizations and families to make sure this happens. Self-advocates need to keep up this amazing work locally, regionally, and nationally during the lockdown, and especially as we move into recovery. It is important that self-advocates keep using what they have learned and change how they choose to do things for good. We must try and learn from what has been a terrible situation for the world. It is also important we train more self-advocates in the future and teach them to use technology, as this seems to be the way forward. Remember, not all self-advocates will be part of a group or organization. There will be some who are independent self-advocates. It is important that these self-advocates don't underestimate themselves. We have the best self-advocates in the UK, possibly the world. Lots of them are capable in speaking in front of the general public. Self-advocates have shown that they don't have to use speech, but can use other types of communication through art, drama, and music, and dance. We need to utilize everyone's skills. But it is also vital that moving forward, everyone chooses to listen to self-advocates, and they choose to work alongside them. Over many decades, we as self-advocates, families, friends, carers, and service providers have had conflict with one another. It was a no for working together. There was conflict if a group was given more power than another. And if you sided with one group, the other groups will get upset. But what we must remember is we are often all fighting for similar things. As I said in my previous blog, this is no time for competition. This is a time for collaboration. And it is great to see this as happening throughout the pandemic. It's great to see everyone working together to provide services together for the sake of people with learning disabilities and or autism. We must keep this going and not fall back into old ways. More work could be done in working together alongside commissioners, politicians, council, from whatever political party. But I know this is not fully within our control, but we must try and make them realize we can achieve so much more if we work as a team. Because if there's one thing that can come from the outbreak, it's that we know we all strong, but we are even stronger together.